K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University. Eddie Greer, yep, that is me, host of this other K-State, that other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri here. A little bit of a mid-morning or midday break for yours truly here in between race and a run. Appreciate you for checking in at the latest edition of this podcast. It came back real quick. Checking in with y'all to record this postcast of K-State baseball. And oh, by the way, I'll get to this at some point. Maybe tonight. We'll see. Women's tennis, 3 in a row. Yes, sir. And the baseball team getting back to what they do best at Twain Family Stadium. James Gaillette, a strong outing yesterday or last night as K-State took Oklahoma State to the woodshed in game one. Now, again, I don't want to douse the rain on this win, but can you, I keep saying this every week, can you pick up a series win? We'll find out here in a little while. 11-3, K-State dominant in game one. This has been, again, something. K-State's off to these good starts in these series, and they cannot close them. And they, for whatever reason, can't get over the hump in game one, game two, or game three. We'll have to see about that. But highlight of the night, James Gaillette, 12 strikeouts last night. There, and there was a little history here last night here as Gaillette, originally from Newberry Park, California, the first pitcher since Owen Bierenhiema. That's a name that we know when we covered him on the podcast. He's the first pitcher since him to strike out 12 in a game. He finished, I'll get to his line in a little bit there as well, but we're going to get on straight into it here with Pete Hughes. Quote, great Friday night win in the Big 12, and it all starts with pitching. And we got a great starting effort by James Gaillette. Goes on to say here, quote, really a workhorse tonight. Look at that. 124. I added this in here. 124 pitches. Damn. Back to the quote. And held his velocity from the start to the finish, which was really impressive, but not surprising. He almost came unraveled, but brought himself back in, slowed the game down, and gave our offense a chance to work versus Ethan Lund, who is as talented as it gets, end quote. So, a battle of the aces last night, and K-State wins this one there. And James Gaillette has been strong all year long. And now, he's had maybe one or two starts, and I'm not sure, but he, the ace of the staff, Got it going, and I've been saying that all along about K-State. You got to look, again, a top offense in the nation. Your pitching needs to catch up to your offense a little bit more to win more games. I'm not saying, oh, you got to be perfect. I ain't saying that. You have to get them right closer. Then, because your offense is here, your pitching is somewhat down there a little bit, but James Gaillette, the one consistent here, James Gaillette has been strong, solid for K-State all year long, and that helps. And James Gaillette picking his fifth win of 2026. Ethan Lund, as Pete Hughes mentioned in that comment, got the loss 3-1 now for him. K-State yet again scoring in the first inning. We go inside the numbers here on the podcast. Kansas State 11. Oklahoma State 3, Eddie Greer, postcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. This will come out right off the bat before I go off again. There's one. I'll get into tennis on a separate episode as they won their third straight after sweeping Chicago State. And they turn around and hammer Iowa State. More on that in a separate podcast there as well, but attention stays with baseball right now. K-State scoring one there, we might be in trouble. Like three given up in the second by Oklahoma State, or K-State gave up three runs in the next inning. Like I said, every time we score at least this at least three, I'm running off of positive vibes. I'll just slide with that. But then they didn't score no more. And then of course K-State, they didn't score more after that. So, and then James Gay settled down and his offense worked to work. 3-1 in the third, 5 in the fourth, big fourth inning there. 1-6, tack on three more in the bottom of the seventh inning there as K-State routes Oklahoma State in game one. Now, the door you beat up your case. Now, can you stack these wins? And I've been repeating myself on the show, and it has to be brought to light. You have not won a Big 12 series. Again, I feel like I'm dousing the water on this win. But, hey, it's what we have seen from this team. So, again, good start. It's a good start as we approach game two later on this afternoon. I believe that is at 4 o'clock there. The final lines for both teams, Kansas State. I'll get to that in a second. Kansas State, 11 runs, 10 hits, and an error. Oklahoma State, 3 runs, 5 hits. No errors in this ball game there as well. Oklahoma State, let's check in, was one of them real quick. We'll start with the top. Alex Conover, he was 1-for-4 in the game. He did drive in one of those runs there as well. My gosh, Shantier goes deep. In this win right there, Shantira 1-for-3. That hit, of course, was that home run there. D. Kennedy hit leadoff with Shantira number 2. Carlos Vasquez number at the third spot. He also went 1-for-3 in this game. Ty Masimoloski also got a hit. Bear Madlack multi-hit game with AJ Iskovasco. Grant Gallagher goes hitless. Micah Kendrick goes 2-for-4 in the ball game. Caden Carl rounds out the lineup for K-State last night for Pete Hughes. He also went hitless 0-for-4 for Caden Carl in this ball game. James Gaillette goes 7 strong, 124 pitches on the night. 3 hits, 3 runs. One of those are earned. Walk 3 in the number also here. Gaillette had more strikeouts than K-State had more runs scored in this game. Oh, it's a little fun there as K-State scored 11. But again, K-State, if K-State's offense gets to 10 runs, it seems like every game now we're scoring 10 runs, which is good. Like I said, your pitching needs to catch up to the offense just a little bit more, and you guys gonna have a squad here the rest of the way out. Adam Arthur and Aaron Arnold rounded the pitching for last night for Pete Hughes. Arthur went an inning along with Aaron Arnold in his ball game there as well. Here some other notes here real quick. So we already went through the lineup, but total of 7 players got a hit for K-State last night there as well. And to finish the strikeouts for the K-State pitching staff last night, 17 of them. Gaillette, 12 of those. Arthur and Arnold combined had the rest of them. So there's that as well here. Let me see if there's any here. So I'm reading off of some more notes here. Yeah, here's the other thing as well. K-State now 5-2 in series openers. And then 6-3 when Gaillette is on the mound. Very interesting. So that is why PDU's as put the trusting arm in Gaillette there in his ball game there. Let me see here. And also, that's not noteworthy there as well. All right, so I think, hold up. Let me hear. Yeah, we covered that one there. Shantiro. Now, I'm looking at now switching my tablet to total stats. Shantiro, a new 4, hit his fourth home run last night in the game here. And Bear Madlack produced his 5th game with 3 or more RBIs driven in there. And now Tyson Miloski has had a hit in the last 12 games. And Tyson Miloski, under the radar as far as getting on base, 25 consecutive games now, he has reached base. Woo! I mean, DK gets a lot of attention, and for very good reason. He and a couple others, but Ty Simulaski getting it done. Just another day in the office for Ty Simulaski there as he reached base again for K-State last night. We'll see if we do that this afternoon there as K-State now will prepare for game two in a little while. That's at 4 o'clock. And I'll have this up here shortly for y'all here. I usually have this up in the morning, but hey, Eddie had to go race this morning, so he didn't have time for all that. So I wanted to wait until after the race to do it, so that's why a little bit of delay there. So sorry about that. But anyways, K-State back, continues to stay in the win column. We'll see. Most importantly, can they have another opportunity? Here we go. They have another opportunity to clinch this series. We have said this every weekend on the show. Can they get it done? We'll find out here. Here in a little while here, I'm looking. Yeah, so Kansas State, 22nd win of 2026. They're now 22-12 on the year. And now 6-7. The Bat Cats are in Big 12 play. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of notification. I'm a little distracted right now. And I'll get into that in my other podcast. Probably either we'll do it tomorrow or tonight or tomorrow. We'll see. But yeah, had a race this morning. Yes, sir. So there you go on that one. But yes, but K-State continues their winning ways. And now the big question, I know for the millionth time, can you clinch the series today? We'll find out here in a little while. At Twain Family Stadium, by the way, the middle game. Oh, by the way, it is alumni weekend for baseball this weekend. So there you go on that. And the weather, you can ask for great, beautiful weather here as we approach mid-April and all that jazz. So you all know what it is, baby. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast map being available daily. Which is Chris Cord, K-State content, this daily podcast. Y'all know what time it is. Whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Google, Audio Boom, yes sir, Amazon, we're on this K-State show. We're on pretty much almost on everywhere now. Wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast on whatever platform that is, make sure you add this to your collection. Well, you sure already had it. We're a daily podcast, baby, a daily podcast. Sometimes we post twice a day, and maybe some random other times we post three times a day. You all know what it is, baby. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Hey, we don't stop. Hey, the Wildcat bus, we don't stop on Friday night, baby. No. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. And yes, more coverage to come. Women's tennis looking to finish the year strong, baby. They got another win last night. K-State looks to pick up a huge series win in game two. We'll see what happens here in a little while out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Once again, K-State 11, Oklahoma State 3. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast. What we always say, all things K-State sports with cats.